Welcome to the Bridges Community Church Sermon Podcast. Today, Pastor Nate goes over the Easter story and how it's important to our salvation. We highly recommend you watch this week's Sunday gathering as we had many baptisms as well as worship led by our multi-language fellowships. You can catch the video on demand at bridgescc.org.
How are we doing today? Woo! Happy Easter, huh? I think some people said at the beginning that there's a phrase we're supposed to say here, right? So let's give it a shot. He is risen. Absolutely. I love baptisms. I think baptisms are this beautiful picture of what God has done. It's like this symbolism, this very real symbolism of Easter, that Christ died on the cross, that he was buried in the ground, and that he rose to a new life. And that's what we celebrate with baptisms. It was so cool this past week, or last couple of weeks, actually. Every day, Saul came into my office, and he's like, hey, about Easter Sunday, I know you were planning on preaching 35 minutes. We got a couple more baptisms. Can you shrink it down? I'm like, yeah, no worries. We'll go 30, you know? And a couple minutes later, hey, can you shrink it down a little bit more? So we got it down to 10 minutes. So we got work to do. You ready? But to be honest, like, I love this. This to me is way better than anything I could prepare in a sermon because God is at work in people's lives. We're here celebrating the most beautiful and complete and powerful story ever told, that Jesus rose from the dead. For the last 8 weeks as a church, we've been on this journey together, going through one of Jesus's first biographies, a book called the Book of Mark. And in this book, it's an amazing book, and it shows how Jesus has this powerful message. That in the book, he's saying that I am not just the chosen one sent by God, but I am God myself. And that I can offer forgiveness, I can offer salvation, I can offer healing, I can offer hope. And a bunch of people were stoked on that, but not everybody was stoked on that. In fact, there was a whole group of folks that challenged their status quo, that challenged their power, that challenged their religious systems that they had set up. And so this group of folks, they came up with this murderous plot, this hate-filled plot to attack Jesus. And they falsely accused him of a bunch of crimes he didn't commit. They had one of his closest friends betrayed him, and he was sentenced to death on a cross. And he hung on that cross. And in that moment, I think everybody thought, this is bad. This whole story, this whole message of Jesus is coming crashing down. There is no resolution to this story because our Savior is now up there on that cross. And Jesus died. And yet 3 days later, he rose from the dead. All of our sins have been atoned for, they've been paid for, that he conquered death, that he rose from the dead, offering all who believe eternal life. That is what we celebrate on Easter. That is what gets us so excited. That is why we got jumpy houses on the patio. That's why we're going to throw confetti here in a little bit. That's why we're going to eat curry, because Jesus has risen from the dead. Okay? It's important, right? And I love that story. It's a complete story. It's a story that resolves. I'm at this stage of life where I like stories that resolve in my life. I remember when I was younger, like when Beck and I, when we were first married, we loved watching these like indie films that had no like resolution at the end, right? They just sort of like left you open-ended. But now, like, we've got young kids and we're super busy. And if I'm going to sit down to watch a movie, I want that movie to conclude with a nice, pretty bow at the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want some movie that says based on a true story, because based on a true story is never resolved perfectly. And I love in the Easter story that you have this perfect resolution of the story of Jesus. But actually, there's an open-ended element. Interesting, in Mark, the same biography that we've been looking at, when he tells the story of the resurrection, he leaves it kind of open-ended for the followers of Jesus. And I want us to look at that real quick, because I think as we look and we put ourselves in their shoes, it asks us some really interesting questions. The story of Jesus is finished. He has risen from the dead. He has offered salvation to all who believe. But what about our story? So check it out. If you want to open your Bibles, it's found in Mark 16. Mark 16. And you might notice in your Bible, it says, after verse 8, it says, earliest translations of Mark do not include verses 9 to 20. And that's probably because Mark ended it at verse 8, and there was some other stuff that was added pretty immediately after that to kind of finish out the story. But for the sake of this conversation, we're going to end at Mark chapter 8. So check it out, or Mark 16, verse 8. It says this, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, they brought spices so they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb? And looking, they saw the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth. He was crucified, but he has risen. He is not here. See the place where you laid him? But go and tell the disciples and tell Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. Now check this out. Listen to how they respond. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. It's not quite the ending of the story that you expect, is it? So think about this. It's Sunday morning, but it's been a crazy weekend, right? Starting on Thursday night, all of the followers of Jesus, their world has been flipped upside down. It started with the arrest of their leader, their teacher. And then he went through all of these terrible, unjust trials, and they kind of stood back and watched it all happen. And many of the disciples, most of the disciples, they freaked out. They ran away. They were scared. In fact, the only people who stood there faithfully were these brave women that stood there while Jesus was put on a cross, that he was crucified. They were there giving testimony to what happened. And Jesus died, and he was put into a tomb. And all day on Saturday, as was their custom, they didn't do anything. They just sort of waited. Sunday morning rolls around, and they want to get to the tomb. They want to honor Jesus in whatever way they can, to maybe bring some spices, do some things to at least bring a little bit of honor to such a shameful situation. And I kind of imagine that the sun was just sort of barely coming up on the horizon. You know that time in the morning when the sun's coming up and it hasn't fully come up, but the sky starts to change colors? And it's that point in the morning, and they rush out and they get to the tomb and they recognize that it's open. And this figure dressed in all white in the middle of the dusty mountain deserts goes, yo, Jesus is not here. He told you. Remember when he told you he was going to raise from the dead? Look at where you laid him. He's not there anymore. In fact, he's going on to Galilee. Go get the other disciples. Go get them. Go meet up with Jesus, because he is risen from the dead. Everything that he told you he would be and would do, he has done. It has been accomplished. Now, at this point, you would think, if I was writing the book of Mark, I would love, and if I wanted to have a perfect little ending on this story, I would say these ladies, they ran out of there. They were so excited. They were doing like that, you know, we just finished a marathon march, right? And they're like standing on the top of rooftops shouting out, he is risen. And they're like chanting back and forth. But is that what they do? Nah. It says they went away scared. They were trembling. They didn't say anything to anybody. Now, we know eventually they did, because we're reading this story, so we know they did. But why leave it open like this? And I think the reason that Mark leaves it open like this is because it needs us to ask a question. The story of Jesus is a completed story. It is a story with a resolution. It comes to an end. But ask the question, what about our story? How is our story going to resolve? If Jesus rose from the dead, if Jesus conquered death, if on the cross he paid the price of human sinfulness, then the question is, will we follow him or not? Will we trust him with our lives? I loved watching these baptisms. God is at work in people's lives, isn't it? That we had like 20 people say, I trust Jesus with my life. My story will be united with his story. As he died, I die. As he rose from the dead, I rise from the dead because his story is my story. That's a beautiful end of the story. It opens the question for us, how is our story going to resolve? We're going to sing a couple more songs. As we sing these songs, they're going to be songs of celebration. We're going to sing and shout and dance. But I want us to ask this question, what does the story of the resurrection mean for us? How does my story end? Does my story end with Jesus? Or does my story end in anxiety and doubts and concerns and unsuredness? So let me pray for us. We're going to worship or invite the worship team back out, and we're going to continue celebrating together. God, you are good. You have rose from the dead. You have conquered sin, and we trust you. We praise you that we can come together and we can celebrate and we can sing and we can dance because you are alive. And if you invited us into eternal resurrected life with you. So I pray that you bless this time. Let us glorify you in our words and our songs. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Bridges Community Church Sermon Podcast. To watch the video of our entire Sunday gathering, or to find more information about us, please visit our website at bridgescc.org.